Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, our pod squad are with me today. I'm joined by Today FM presenter Shelley Gray and Off the Ball's Cameron Hill. They're here to tell me what they thought of the Immortals.
This is a story about radically extending the human lifespan and the people driving this movement. It begins with infusing young blood and it ends with us becoming post-human.
We have an enormously powerful technology sector with maybe 20 to 50 very, very powerful individuals who have the ability to shape our futures along their technological visions.
I'm Alex Kratosky, and in this series, I'm asking who's behind the modern search for immortality?
So, Shelley and Cameron, good afternoon.
Hello.
Now, I have to be very honest with you both and to all of our listeners, right? I have to put my hands up here. I did listen to the Intrigue podcast. However, it turns out I listened to the wrong season.
No.
Of it.
Lol.
Yes.
Oh. It's all right.
God, I feel like the child in the class who's trying to tell the teacher, I did do my homework.
Stand up.
I just did the wrong homework. So what I have listened to.
When we put that stuff on our Instagram story about blood transfusions and plasma, that's an odd take.
No. I looked at it and I said, great. And at that point I hadn't listened to it because I was at Girls Aloud at the weekend and I started on Sunday and I tuned in and I got Intrigue up and on Spotify and the BBC Intrigue podcast and went back to the first episode of what I thought it was, except it was a different season. And so I've listened to Catch a Scorpion.
We'll do that next week.
Yeah, well, as I told the team, spoiler alert, I can tell you, it's brilliant. I thoroughly enjoyed it. However, that's not The Immortals. So tell me, Cameron, what is The Immortals about?
So The Immortals is about this movement in the tech industry. It's really Silicon Valley are leading at the moment in terms of longevity medicine and the idea of immortality. So can they use various medical techniques and medical science to stop aging? They're treating aging as basically this disease that can be cured. And as Alex Kratosky says, once Silicon Valley get it in their heads that they can do something about it, they won't stop until they do something about it. So we meet people along the way like Brian Johnson, who is a Silicon Valley mogul who has been using interesting techniques to extend his life and to see if he can go a year without aging completely. He's 45 or something, and he wants to see if in a year's time he will have the same sort of body age that he had the year before.
So it's tech and anti-aging combined.
Tech and science, yeah. So all these billionaires, tech billionaires, are investing in these biotech companies to basically discover a cure for aging. So we often talk about a cure for cancer, a cure for diabetes, but we never look at aging as a disease. So this is a completely new idea. And I'm fascinated. Like, you're actually glued
to it.
Well,
who's the presenter, first of all?
So Alex say the name.
Kratosky. So
okay.
She is a psychologist and has worked with the BBC and various other outlets.
She's brilliant.
In the technology field. So she's done a load of different studies and met all these people before and knows their game and knows that they are that passionate and that logical about a lot of things.
And is it a kind of a documentary, informative style podcast?
It is informative. So every episode, she kind of jumps to something new. So in the first episode, as Cameron was talking about, she talks about Brian Johnson. So this guy who sold his company to PayPal for like $800 million back in 2013. Mm-hmm. And he found out about a study back in 2005 where these researchers stitched two mice together. So this is called parabiosis, so that they share the same circulatory system. So one is an old mouse, so it's heterochronic parabiosis. So one is an old mouse, one is a young mouse. And basically the plasma from the young mouse rejuvenates the cells of the old mouse. So this is where Brian Johnson got the idea to infuse the plasma of his teenage son.
Yeah, his blood boy, which is the grossest thing I've ever heard.
And you know what? I was kind of listening to it. I was like, damn, I don't have kids. Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah,
and be
finally,
I
benefit.
Have kids on
just
the street.
Age, like the rest of the world.
No,
totally with you. I loved the pod. I thought, as you say, it's very fact-based and it just brings you what these people believe and why they believe it. It doesn't infuse you with bias. So much of this stuff is, we have Brian Johnson today and we have someone who disagrees with him. Aren't you crazy, Brian? Whereas this one actually just presents the facts and you can form your own opinions.
Sorry,
and
do they have guests?
Yeah, they have a guest each episode or a couple of guests.
Yeah, so people who have tried out various hacks. So you have Brian Johnson, you have a guy who actually set up a plasma clinic called Ambrosia Plasma, since shut down by the FDA because there was no evidence. Like, he was publishing, or he said he was doing a trial, but he never actually published the data. There is a girl who's really, really interesting. She's really young, and she's doing a trial in dogs. So she's kind of trying to get around the whole FDA barrier. So it's really hard to get a trial approved for an anti-aging drug by the FDA. But if you do it in dogs whose lifespan is much shorter, apparently it's easier to carry out the study, first of all, and also they're not humans, they're dogs. So it's all done very ethically. But yeah, that has been recently approved. And but like, this sounds unbelievable. You're looking at me, Andrea, really strangely.
Half of me thinks, is it really interesting or a bit bonkers?
No, I really liked it because it kind of, it brings in all these strands. As you say, they try to get FDA approval because this dog drug would legitimize longevity medicine. Like, it will show that the FDA have approved the longevity medicine, i.e., it can be approved and it is safe to use. So there's a lot of different things. It's the same thing that happened with OxyContin, is that they got around. It turns out the FDA is quite a permeable membrane. But the what I really liked is it ties a whole lot of things into what I've been reading recently. So on Tech Talk with Jess Kelly, we have a book club and we were doing stuff on Steve Jobs, one of the memoirs by his daughter. And it's fascinating, just this kind of God complex that a lot of these Silicon Valley tech bros have, that aging, can we do something about that? Can we stop that? Let's do that. And they, even in the pod, Alex Kratovsky makes the point that a lot of these guys think that they can just apply biomedicine in their own tech way, and it's logical that you should be able to stop aging with what we've got, right? There's a quote from Brian Johnson at one point which I found just so nauseating, where he said, "I can't believe we're in a world where people think that aging isn't a problem that can be solved." And you're like, God, you're so smug. There's a reason a lot of these guys don't like you.
Is it very science-based? Like, does it require you to have a fairly, you know, decent science knowledge before you start listening to this?
No, but I think if you do have a science background, like my background is in dietetics. So I'm glued to this. This is right up my street. But like, I know nothing about tech, but now I feel that I've listen to this one podcast that I'm a tech expert.
So it's not too niche.
No.
And it proposes lots of ethical questions. Do you want to live forever? Like, that's what I came away with and thought, God, that's such an, and are we using tech in the right way? That it's like,
so basically, near the end, not to spoil the whole lot, but they're talking about the concept of merging with AI. Like, they're waiting for OpenAI to develop this supercharged AI. And basically, we will be merging with AI and uploading our brains to computers and living forever. But it could be just the tech.
For sure, we're not going to have jobs because of AI, and then we're still going to.
The whole thing is like, what's going to happen to the population? Is it just going to increase? What about the housing crisis? You know, are pensions tailored to cater for us when we're like 200 or 500 years old?
It's like that South Park thing where they say, it's good news, guys, we have a cure for age. Just use all your money that you have. And it's like, that's no good to people who are starving in Africa.
How many episodes are in the pod?
There is 10 episodes and you'd love it. 15 minutes each.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How did I not find this?
Yeah.
How did I get to the wrong season?
Yeah, no, it's really good.
Have you had either of you listened to the Intrigue podcast before by the BBC? So this was new to you both?
Mm. Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah.
BBC Sounds always do a great job at them.
It's a BBC podcast. Obviously, The Immortals is... So what season is this then? Sure,
it's
I went back
six.
To number one, right? So I've been listening to...
So when you get to episode two and they're talking about To Catch a Scorpion again, you're on the wrong one.
Yeah, it's... by the way, I can tell you that To Catch a Scorpion is excellent. We might talk about it someday. Yeah,
definitely.
It's about people smuggling, effectively, and how it works and tracking down the kind of the ringleaders and those that orchestrate it. But it's a really interesting podcast. From the first three episodes of it, I have listened to over the weekend. I have enjoyed it. They're all about 35 minutes each. Will you recommend The Immortals?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Like, I actually do think I have a little bit of an obsession with not aging and, reversing age.
Have you listened to all of it?
Yeah.
Would you stay with this series?
I want more, yeah. Like, I don't think the story is finished. You know, they're talking about, okay, the future of merging with AI, but I think there's a lot more to tell.
What about you?
Definitely. I've recommended it to a few friends of mine over the weekend just because I know that they love this kind of stuff and these ethical questions, but they also love Silicon Valley self-importance and laughing at it. So for multiple reasons, it was right up my street.
Both of you have sold it to me. Yeah. I will go back and listen to it when I have my other homework done. How many stars, Cameron?
I'd give it 4.5.
4.5, Shelley?
I give it 5 out of 5.
Mm. Really? Full marks? It's that good? Well, then I've got
I
to
think
listen
so.
To it.
Yeah. I'm a really high rater.
Yeah, no, why not? Listen, there's nothing wrong with that. That's Today FM presenter Shelley Gray and Off the Ball's Cameron Hill talking to us today about the podcast The Immortals. Thanks a million to you both for your time on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.